Well, good morning, Master's Call family. We're so happy that you joined us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind Thursday morning. Please join me as we go to our Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We give you thanks, Lord, and call on your name. We make known among the nations what you have done. We will sing to you, Lord, sing praise to you, Jesus, and tell of all your wonderful acts, the glory in your holy name. We thank you that we can look to you, Lord, and your strength and seek your face always. We thank you for this call, the Master's Call, and for blessing us with the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Pour back blessings onto them like only you can. We thank you for Artist Life International and blessing us with the Diaz de Leon family. Godmother Dorothy Cook, the kings of artists, old and new, our artist family members, the new young generation of artists and the body of Christ and artists. Let your kingdom come, Lord, let your will be done here on this earth that you call Artist Life International, as you wrote it in heaven. We thank you for our TMC family, every listener and speaker on the call, and the families they represent. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening up our hearts and minds to receive your word and your spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. In King Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it is an honor and a Jesus joy privilege to greet you on this Be Transformed Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours.
Well, I want to first thank Minister Rebecca for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in a word of prayer. And then I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. Now, we know that this call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. That Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we start the call in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. Each day, you can hear that day's recording of the message by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word stored up in your belly, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new MMC call, which was founded by none other than our very own Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and now has been turned over to the next generation. Today is Artist Life Transformational Thursday, and that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-POUND. And the host this morning will be Manager Byron Redmond, and there will be a host of new generation guests that he will be having today. Also, we still have Monday through Friday, Artist International 5,000 call presentation. And it's still going on Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific time. And that number is 712-432-1699, access code 857-150#. The Artist Ignite Conference is June 10th through the 11th in Houston, Texas. Currently, registration is $25 if you do so by April 15th. Go to your back office or events.artistlife.com to register. Register free for the Fast Track program by April 15th. Check your back office or call 855-527-3977. So now I'm going to get out of the way so that the mouthpiece with the message can come forth with a message from the throne room on high. Our speaker today is none other than our very own Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada Grace is a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church, Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother, grandmother, who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded the ministry Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada and her husband have launched Ergo Production. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. She wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. So I will now get out of the way and introduce to some and present to other Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much. I so love and appreciate you, Minister Kai, with that beautiful, sultry voice. Had the pleasure of meeting you finally earlier this year, just a month or so ago. And I just thank God for you and Minister Rebecca. I met them when I got a chance to go to Atlanta, Georgia, to visit my sister. So I thank God for you, Minister Kai, as well as Minister Rebecca. Thank you so much for greeting us with your wonderful, sweet spirit. And, of course, I want to thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for being obedient and resting. You're in a season of rest. Wrote a whole book on it, so I know you know about that. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, for stretching us and pushing us. Well, I am so happy to be with you all this morning, and God has taken me through a series of things spiritually in my walk as I continue to want to honor him and do what he has called me to do. And as I have been praying, as I often do, before I get ready to minister to you, I do not take it lightly. I consider it an honor and a privilege to speak to his people this morning on TMC. If I was to title my message this morning, it would be, "What Are You Praying For?" I am so humble, so thankful to tell you that I am a woman who spends lots of time in prayer. And on yesterday, my sister Jessica sent me a video of my mother walking, hallelujah. For those of you that don't know, a little over just 1 year ago, my mom's right foot was amputated. I have already asked her if it's all right for me to share with you, and she said she is a transparent and she is an open book share for the hope that it may help somebody else. But she got was practicing walking on her prosthesis, and my sister set a video of that, and that just moved my heart, because many of you that know me very well, and for some of you that don't know me or are new to artists, welcome to the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. I like to agree with Minister Brenda Terrell. So watching her after a year, and we were just marveling on how far the Lord has brought us. And then I want to share with you that I asked the Lord when I was having some challenges. I had surgery earlier this year, and I asked the Lord of three things, if he would be so kind to remember me in prayer. I asked, Lord, I said, before I go under, I pray, Father, that there's no complications, that there's no surprises, and that I don't have to get a transfusion. Well, I'm happy to report to you that God answered my prayer, and I didn't have any complications. I didn't have any surprises. I didn't have to get any blood transfusion. And I really believe, because I have been fortifying my body with these wonderful artist products, that they have done a body really good. In fact, I'm just so excited about what's going on. But for the sake of time, I'm going to get into what God has given me to give to you. And the text of scripture that I'm coming from today will be found in the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, the third chapter and the 20th verse. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you would align the airwaves, that there will be no drop calls today, no interruptions or anything that the devil would try to use to discourage or frustrate your people. I am your daughter. I am your servant today, and I step down and allow your Holy Spirit to come and speak through me in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go to a very familiar passage of scripture, and then we're going to see a story of it in action. So turn with me to Ephesians, the third chapter, starting with the 14th verse, going through the 20th. Very familiar passage of scripture. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I stopped by TMC today to tell you that you are loved, that somebody is praying for you. Somebody has prayed for you. Now, we're going to look at one of my favorite Bible stories, and you can turn with me for the sake of time. We're going to move right on through 1 Samuel, the first chapter, and I love this story. So let me start here. There was a certain man from Ramathan, a Suphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zub. Okay, they just given his background. And he had two wives. One was called Hannah and the other Peninnah. Now, Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Now, I just want to tell you, in these days, a woman felt like she was cursed if she could not have children. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Peninnah, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. And whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughter. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. Well, I'm going to stop there for just a moment. I don't know about you, but there comes a time in your life and my life where you're going to come across people that will irritate you, that will get on your last nerve. And so that's what Hannah is experiencing here with Peninnah, the other wife. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" I tell you, I love that because Elkanah is saying, look, I show you favor. I show you that I love you. I'm giving you all that I got, and yet you're down and you're depressed, and I don't know what else I can do. So you can see that Elkanah is just asking the question of what is it that's got you so down? Let's continue. And once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, Once when they had finished eating and drinking at Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you would only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." So Anna is praying and asking God to remember her, to give her a man child. She's very specific in her prayer. And as she kept on praying to the Lord, there's that persistence there that Minister Tiffany was talking about, being persistent in prayer. You got to spend some time in prayer. Amen, somebody. Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." I want to tell you, sometimes when you're praying and just so praying and crying out to the Lord, you will be misunderstood. And she said in verse 15, "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered her, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." I'm going to stop right there. I want you, as a homework assignment, to read the rest of this story. But what I want you to get from this, I know there are some people on this line who are in anguish, who are grieving, who are in pain, who are in a sorrowful spirit. And I stop by to really encourage you today that here is a woman that you can identify, someone who is hurting, someone who is in pain, emotionally heartbroken because she has no children. Now, I know I'm not here to judge anybody, but, you know, there are some times when people are so distraught that they look to alcohol. That's what Eli thought here. The priest thought that she had got drunk. But I want to tell you something. Don't turn to the bottle. There are some people on the line, and some of you may know or you may experience yourself where you want to get a joint. I don't know what they call it today now, marijuana, reefer. But I want to tell you that ain't going to do you no good. That's not going to help your situation. And a lot of times it makes your situation all that much more worse. But I stop by to tell you that you may have tried the bottle. You may have tried the weed. You may have tried even going to other people, trying to find your answer, trying to find some relief. But I stopped by today to tell you, I want you to seek the Lord. I want you to pray. Every single Friday on TMC, we take your prayer requests. We take and listen to your praise report. But I find it awfully amazing that a lot of times we don't have anybody who is asking us to stand in agreement with them. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think everybody on this phone is on this call is in a good place. I don't think that every single body on this call is not going through some situation or situation. Amen, somebody. And so I am inviting you that the TMC is a safe place. What do I mean when I say a safe place? It is a place where you can come when we can rejoice in your successes and what you're experiencing, but you can also come with a heavy heart, and we will pray with you, and we will pray for you. So tomorrow on Friday, every single Friday on TMC, we pray with you and for you. If you're at work and you can't be on the call live, you can send us an email. Okay, you can send us an email, and Pastor Vanessa, Minister Brenda Terrell will get back to you. We love you. This is a safe place for you. Now, I want to give you some takeaways because my time is short, but what I want to do before I do that, you know that Hannah had asked the Lord to give her a man child. Let me finish this. Verse 19, early the next morning, they arose and worshiped before the Lord and then went back to their home in Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, meaning because I asked the Lord for him. My question to you today, my beloved brother, my question to you today, my beloved sister, what are you praying for? What are you seeking God for? What are you crying when you start crying and your nose get all nasty and you lie prostrate before the Lord? What are you asking him for? I want to say to many of my young, dear brothers and sisters that may hear this playback or this call right now, church is a good place for you to be. I know we have had many people who have fallen away from the church and think they don't need the church, but there is strength and safety in the church. Read Hebrews 10:25. Ask and pray and keep on asking and seeking God and then believe God. Amen. Read James 1, the 2nd through the 8th verse. And in closing, I want to say to you, I do not know what your circumstance or situation is. I don't know who or what is irritating you, but I want you to run to God. As we saw in the story that Hannah was grieving stricken, she was in pain, and she chose to go to the church, go to the temple, and seek the Lord. I wish I could stay with you, but because of my time at this time, I am going to turn the call over to our wonderful host with that sultry voice, Minister Kai. Back to you.
Thank you, Minister Ada Grace, for that word from on high. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and you hear our petition. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just continue to rest, rule, and abide with our sister, Minister Ada Grace, Lord. Father God, just continue to bless Ergo Productions and her marriage with Doug, oh Lord. Father God, everything she touched, let it multiply in you. So we just continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor as she continues to walk out the plan you have purposed for her life. Father, we ask that you continue to keep Dr. PK, O Lord. Let her rest, Father. Touch her body and her mind as she continues to press through, O Lord. We ask that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa in all that she does, in all that she takes care of, Lord, and in all those things that she does for your kingdom, Lord. We ask that you continue to let her walk in your perfect will. Father God, touch Mother Josie. Keep her in perfect peace, mind, body, and spirit. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless the Des De Leon family and place a hedge of protection around them, Artist International, and Mr. Clement Boyd, oh God, the Vice President of Artists. Lord, allow Artist Life to be what you've purposed it to be, to walk out the plan that you've placed in place, oh God. Continue to touch the hearts and the minds of all of us who are in Artists. Father, we ask a special blessing on the TMC call, Lord. Continue to give us the strength, the breath, and the life to continue to do your work and your will in the TMC call. We ask that you touch those who are bereaved, those who have lost loved ones, O Heavenly Father. Give them your peace that passes all understanding. Give them your joy. Give them a sweet rest. Send your ministering angels to just hover around them and to let them know it is okay to grieve, but not to get lost in their grief. Father, we ask that you just continue to do the exceeding and abundant more than we can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in each of us. So we surrender and submit it all to you. We place it at your feet and leave it there, God, knowing that your plans, your will, your message, your timing is better than anything that we could possibly dream up. So we now continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to today's message again today, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085. Access code 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the new MMC call, and today is Artist Life Transformational Thursday, and that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, the Artist Ignite Conference is June 10th through the 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is currently $25 through April 15th. So go to your back office or events.artistlife.com to register. You can also register for the Fast Track program for free if you do so by April 15th. Check your back office or call 855-527-3977. So again, we are just so thankful and honored that you continue to join us each and every morning. We look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Minister Ada Grace, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Absolutely. Thank you, Minister Kai. You do an awesome job. I want to leave you with the scripture that I started with and the question that I want to continue to ask you. What are you praying for? Take time to pray. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. That's the New American Standard. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to be used today to preach a message of hope in prayer, that we can come to you even when we're hurting, especially when we are hurting. And so I don't know who this is for, but if you're hurting today, I ask that you take time to pray. Ask God to help you, and he will definitely help you. Be with these your people, Lord God. Thank you for TMC. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out and be someone's answered prayer today. Bye-bye for now.